heal the sick, and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
AHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joe Farah from WorldNet Daily. And Joe has written a remarkable book, a book which I think everybody should read, especially at this time as we approach the elections, because the title of the book is None of the Above. And, of course, the basic theme is why he can't vote for Obama and why he can't vote for John McCain. And, of course, people say, well, gee, aren't you supposed to vote for somebody? You know, this is a democracy. Well, he's suggesting that both political parties have been taken over by the same radicals. Both are financed in large part by many of the same elitist internationalists. And that what we really need to do is just try to develop a third party, an alternative, something that we stands for what we believe in, because voting for the lesser of two evils is still evil. And Joe has done a wonderful job, I think, of summarizing what's wrong with Obama and what's wrong with John McCain, what's wrong with the Democrat Party, what's wrong with the Republican Party. And he points out that if John McCain wins the election, why, the Republican Party will be essentially the Democrat Party, because John McCain will lead it and say, look, people voted for me. And, of course, much of what John McCain stands for is exactly what the Democrats stand for. We really don't have a choice. And maybe we ought to consider Joe Farah's option of none of the above. Joe, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Stan. It's an honor to be with you, and thank you for that very good synopsis of the book.
Why don't you tell us what the book says? Because
you talk about there not being much difference between the parties, I don't think it's ever been illustrated better for people than in 2008, if they just are willing to look at the facts. And here are the facts. We know that Barack Obama is the most liberal, you can make that socialist, member of the U.S. Senate by almost everybody's reckoning. On the other hand, we have John McCain, who the New Republic characterized as the most effective advocate of Democratic Party policies in the U.S. Senate. And that's our choice this year. Our choice is between the most effective Democrat and the most radical Democrat. And I don't think that's any choice at all. And I'm very discouraged, frankly, at how easily, you know, many if not most Republicans, who I think are, you know, for the most part good people who have decent values and who want what's right for this country, have been so easily co-opted by the McCain campaign.
But you know, one of the big things McCain stresses, you know, is you vote for Obama, he's going to raise your taxes.
That's right. And, you know, John McCain pledges to cut taxes. But what do we know about John McCain? Well, twice during the Bush years, he led the fight against George Bush's very modest tax cuts. And one of the points I make over and over again in the book, which is critically important for people, that is that you need to judge political candidates, any political candidates, by their track record, not by the nice words that they espouse during a political campaign to tickle your ears. You know, Stan, if I didn't know anything about John McCain, if I had been on another planet for the last decade or so, and I suppose if all I knew about him was what I heard him say at the Republican National Convention, then I suppose I would probably be out there, you know, stumping for John McCain, because it sounded good. It sounds good when he says he's pro-life. It sounds good when he says that he believes life begins at conception, but he doesn't have a track record to support those positions.
And I think that is really what's so vitally important, is that he is saying right now exactly what we believe. At least Obama, of course, even Obama is saying what we believe. The fact that Obama, who opposes the war, wants the media to pull out, wants to send more troops to Afghanistan. I mean, that is the most incredible thing. You would think that the anti-war people would dump him overnight.
Dad, what was going to be the big divide between these two guys at the beginning of the campaign? It was going to be the war in Iraq. That was the one thing you could point to and say, there's really a difference between these two guys. And what it's evolved into is they have the same position. But not only do they have the same position on, you know, withdrawing troops over a period of time, and basically it's the same timetable, but something that I think most people don't know, which we reveal in the book, is that no matter which one of them is elected, we're going to have the same Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, the current Secretary of Defense. That's the kind of permanent government we have in this country, and really, once again, illustrates that there isn't much difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
But then, of course, there's a matter of Supreme Court justices. My goodness, if Obama gets in, he's going to appoint radical Supreme Court justices, and after all, the Republicans are there, why at least maybe we'll have a chance to take back our Constitution.
Well, of course, this is the argument I hear every day, dozens and dozens of times in the emails I get from the McCain Kool-Aid drinkers. But again, the track record doesn't support it. Let's go back and look at John McCain's record. Here is a man who, he's one of 100 people who had a chance to vote against Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the former political director of the ACLU, when she was nominated for the Supreme Court. Did he vote against her? Did he speak against her? No, he did not. He voted to confirm. Did he vote against Stephen Breyer, another man who believes that the Constitution is an evolving, living document, and that we ought to look at the constitutions of foreign countries to determine what we believe here in the United States about the rule of law? Did John McCain vote against Stephen Breyer? No, he voted to confirm him. And, you know, when Sandra Day O'Connor retired from the Supreme Court, and what do we know about Sandra Day O'Connor? Well, we know that she was the key swing vote to preserve Roe versus Wade, supposedly, as the law of the land in this country. She had a miserable track record as a Supreme Court justice. John McCain had nothing but words of the highest praise for her career in the Supreme Court when she retired. No, nothing negative whatsoever. He didn't have to issue a statement like that, but you know what? It reveals the kind of judges that John McCain admires.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Joe Farah right here, the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too.
Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Do you want to improve your skin's appearance but don't have the foggiest clue what you need or even what's available? Are you confused about the technical lingo surrounding beauty treatments? You've got fractionals, laser peels, IPLs, CO2s, photofacials. Confused yet? You're not alone. Most people are. That's why we at Radiant Clinic have put together a list of questions you need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this morning is Joseph Ferrer of WorldNet Daily. And, of course, Joe was pointing out that John McCain voted for both Ruth Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer, two of the most radical judges on the Supreme Court. But when it came to George Bush's appointees, Roberts and Alito, who are at least perceived to be conservative, how did he vote on the conservative judges?
Well, I believe that John McCain has supported every single Supreme Court nomination that he has faced since he's been in the Senate. I have to verify that, but I'm quite confident in that fact. But what he did during the Bush administration was very interesting. How does he explain those votes for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer? He explains them by saying he believes a president should be able to name his own justices and his own judges without interference from the Senate, which is kind of a strange position because we have a system of government where, you know, advise and consent is what the Constitution says. So the Senate has an obligation to reject bad judges and bad justices if they recognize they're bad. But what McCain did that was interesting during the Bush administration, George Bush nominated hundreds of federal judges to the bench, and some of those were very good men and women, by the way, Stan. What John McCain did was block them. He went across the aisle, worked with Teddy Kennedy, formed the Gang of 14, specifically to block the nominations of hundreds of George Bush's judicial nominations to the federal bench. And you know, he's got all kinds of rationalizations for that, something which is out of step with what he claims is his philosophy on judicial nominees. But nevertheless, that was the effect of what he did. And what's John McCain known for more than anything else as a U.S. senator? He is known for, as the New Republic article said that I alluded to earlier, he is known for working with Democrats. And that's what makes him the most effective advocate of Democratic Party politics in the U.S. Senate.
And very, very frequently works with Teddy Kennedy on many things. And certainly one of the worst abominations he ever came up with was McCain-Feingold bill, which essentially gutted the First Amendment of the Constitution. Would you like to tell our listeners about that? I think most people have forgotten the McCain-Feingold.
Yes, I think when most people hear about McCain-Feingold, they think it has something to do with money spent in campaigns, and nobody likes, you know, nobody likes the fact that big money talks in politics and so forth and so on. But what McCain-Feingold really was, as you say, was the biggest frontal assault on the First Amendment in my lifetime, Stan, certainly an action by Congress. You know, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's exactly what McCain-Feingold did. When it limits how people can express themselves during a political season with regard to, you know, their support for various candidates and issues, you've got a real First Amendment violation. And talking about that, Stan, you know, what I tried to do at None of the Above was to give us a common denominator, a litmus test, if you will, for how we should judge any candidates running for federal office. And it seemed to me that the simplest, most obvious one is we need to ask ourselves the question, does this person really uphold the Constitution? When he swears an oath and puts his hand on the Bible to uphold the Constitution, does that candidate really mean it? And over again, we can see that both Obama and McCain do not live up to that lowest common denominator. And that's something I think all Americans should be able to agree upon. What is the standard? Okay, obviously, nobody is perfect. No political candidate is perfect. We live in a fallen world, so we're never going to get anybody that we absolutely agree with on every issue. That's not the point. That's not what we're striving for. But, you know, we certainly should be able to get candidates who truly uphold the Constitution as the law of the land.
Well, you mentioned you attended a meeting, you know, for the when George Bush was still the governor of the state of Texas, where he was asked about, what he would do if Congress passed a piece of legislation that wasn't constitutional, would he sign it? And he said, well, how would I know if it was constitutional?
Yeah, that was an epiphany for me, Stan. I talk about it in the book. It's the reason I could not vote for George W. Bush in 2000. I was shocked when I heard that because when the question was asked, I thought, well, this is a softball question. You know, he should be able to hit this one out of the park. And instead, he said, how will I know if it's constitutional? Now, think about this. A president, again, swears an oath to uphold the Constitution. If a president doesn't know what the Constitution says in plain English, we have a real problem with that. George W. Bush, like many politicians in Washington, maybe most of them, the overwhelming number of them, have come to the conclusion, the wrong conclusion, that the Supreme Court is the only body in America that can truly determine what the Constitution actually says and means. And you and I know the Constitution was written in the 18th century for ordinary people, ranchers and farmers. It's written in plain English. It's written so that, you know, school children in an earlier era would be able to understand what it says and what it means. We don't need high priests in black robes in Washington to tell us what it means.
Oh, could I ask you what meeting that was? I attended a meeting where the same question was asked. It was put on my
thing. Yes, I think you were there, Stan.
Okay, the same one with Mike Ferris.
That's right.
Okay, I didn't remember that you had attended that meeting. Yes, John Stormer had asked the question.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who asked the
John
question
Stormer asked
in my book, but I just remember a disembodied voice asking the question and thinking, oh, you know, good, I want to hear it. This is a good question. And George W. Bush absolutely blew it. And it was at that time that I really said, okay, this is the dividing line. This is the key question that should be asked of every candidate running for federal office.
And, George Bush came up to John and I. We were standing talking after the meeting, and George Bush said, you know, that was such a good question. I'm going to go home and study that issue, you know, and find out about that.
Well, he didn't study hard enough, did he?
He sure didn't. John leaned over, whispered in my ear, there's a man wearing an empty suit. Anyway, of course, The tragedy is that most Americans really don't understand that George Bush doesn't believe in the Constitution. He doesn't understand the Constitution. And this, between you and me, is not really very smart. But the people behind him really are. But as you said in your book, you know, if we get John McCain in, we'll look back at George Bush as if he'd been George Washington, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's hardly somebody we should be comparing, you know, as our standard. But what I, one of the things I try to tell Republicans that, you know, if you have problems with George W. Bush, and I certainly do, you are going to have a nightmare for 4 years with John McCain in the White House. He has been wrong when George Bush has been wrong, and he has been wrong in the few occasions when George Bush has been right.
And I think that's very well. So what sort of response are you getting to the position you're taking? Because
well, I'll tell you something, Stan. I got one response pre-Sarah Palin, which was overwhelmingly positive.
Right.
And I was very, very encouraged. I really felt like this was a movement that, you know, may have found its time. And when John McCain named Sarah Palin as his vice presidential running mate, it changed overnight. Suddenly, I became absolutely vilified for having the audacity to write this book and to publish this book. And what was I think? How was I? I'm helping Obama to be elected. And why are you advocating that people waste their vote? And one of the important principles here, again, I think, is for people who buy into that wasting your vote nonsense. I believe you're wasting your vote when you give it so easily to somebody who is unqualified and unworthy for office. That is the true waste of a vote.
I agree with you totally, and this is what people have to understand. The idea, it doesn't matter how you vote, just vote. That is the greatest lie of all time. It does matter how you vote.
That's right. Have some standards, and maybe, just maybe, it, you know, if you use that vote judiciously and wisely, you may create a marketplace for politicians who actually have some standards and will go the extra mile to gain your trust and win your vote.
And one of the points you make is as horrible as the thought of Obama being president. I mean, McCain would certainly totally destroy the Republican Party. He would control the Republican Party. Here's a man who even considered joining the Democrat Party and control the Republican Party.
Not only join it, Stan, but to run as John Kerry's running mate.
Right.
That was a public admission on his part that he actively considered doing it and said, well, of course I would consider it if it were offered to me.
Right.
I mean, think about it. John Kerry. I mean, you don't get much worse than that. Is Obama much worse than John Kerry? I would put them on basically an even playing field.
I know it's frightening as many people voted for John Kerry as they did, but then they were voting against the war. And this is, I think, one of the big issues today is being against the war. But the trouble is that the issue is not, you know, well, vote for the Democrats if they get out of Iraq and vote for Republicans, will stay in. But they're all in favor of this, and nothing's going to change. I think, don't you agree with that?
I agree. I actually, you know, make the case in none of the above that, you know, if you want to, you know, worry about nightmare scenarios, and I know we all worry about, you know, Barack Obama as president. I mean, you know, listen, I take a backseat to no one in my criticism of Barack Obama. You know, I'm the editor of WorldNet Daily. I'm Jerome Corsi's boss. I'm Aaron Klein's boss. We've done some of the toughest investigative reporting into Barack Obama's career that any news organization has done. But I have to be honest with myself, and in my book I explain that there's something worse for the future of this country and certainly for the future of the Republican Party than a Barack Obama administration, and that is a John McCain administration. You're right. If there's any hope at all for the Republican Party, it is in the defeat of John McCain, who will remake the Republican Party in his own image. He's already begun. This is a man who tried very hard to get the pro-life plank removed from the Republican Party platform. And you know, not only that, but when he is president and he works with a Democratic Congress for 4 years, think about the potential there. He's going to govern much like Obama would have governed. But at the end of the day, who's going to get the blame for those failed policies? He is, and the Republican Party along with him. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid will survive. And what will we get in 2012? Well, we'll probably get Barack Obama or possibly Hillary Clinton. And my attitude is I'd rather endure the pain right now of a Barack Obama administration. Let the Democrats take all the blame, and maybe we might have a chance of getting a better Congress and a better White House in 2012.
And I think that is a very important point, because I think that people have to understand that, you know, the Republican plank that they wrote this time, it really was a pretty good plank. But
yes,
John McCain won't follow that at all.
He's already got radio ads running right now that began late last week, Stan, that are promoting his plan to work with Democrats to fund embryonic stem cell research.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Farr right here at the American Freedom Network.
Trusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself you'll get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTO. Volunteer for special events or even try to help with homework. Let's show them that school is cool. That message brought to you by the great people at Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our Destination Education campaign and are on the air because they care. They wish you and your family a safe season.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joe Farrow. Joe, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your book?
Yes, well, you know, as they say, Stan, it's available wherever fine books are sold. But I'll tell you what, if you go to WND.com, you will get it probably for the same price you'll get it anywhere else, except you'll get an autographed copy. All the copies we're selling are autographed. And in addition, we'll send you a free magnetic bumper sticker that says none of the above, and we'll send you a free campaign button that says none of the above. So that would seem to me like the best place to go, WND.com.
All right, fine, but available at all places where good books are sold. Now, one of the things you do very well is you go into the radical background of, Obama and certainly the fact, you know, his friendship with Franklin Marshall, his friendship with Bernadine Dorn and William Ayers, certainly, you know, his frank communist supporters, you know, who fly or have pictures of Che Guevara in Obama's regional headquarters. But I think one of the most shocking things, and of course you crystallize it very well, is the fact that Obama is being funded by George Soros, certainly one of the most radical of the elitists, and yet you point out that John McCain is also funded by George Soros.
Yes, he certainly has been.
Incredible.
John McCain's foundation received huge grants from George Soros. And again, this is one of those things that I think probably 99% of Republicans don't understand. They have a Trojan horse within their midst, and they have no clue about it. They're so eager to have somebody they can root for. And it's been so easy for John McCain, who basically, you know, I think it's accurate to say, Stan, that he has been at war with our values for the last decade. At every opportunity, John McCain has gone to war with our values, and the values, I think, of most Republican voters. And yet they're willing to forget all that. Just put it out of their minds because, well, he says he's going to name Alitos and Scalias. He says he's going to cut taxes. He says he's going to do all these things, even though his track record shows the opposite.
How did he vote on Alito and Roberts?
Oh, he voted to confirm.
Oh, he did. Okay.
He votes to confirm Supreme Court justices, no matter who they are. Again, it goes back to this idea that he thinks that a president just has a right to name whoever he wants to the Supreme Court. Again, the Constitution says the Senate is in the position of advising and consenting there. And to me, that means that if you're serving in the U.S. Senate and you see somebody who is clearly unworthy of serving a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court, that you have a moral and legal obligation to oppose that person.
Well, now, what about Sarah Palin, though? I mean, my goodness, she seems to uphold all of the things that we believe in.
Yeah, and she does seem like a nice person, a bright person, somebody that we'd all find attractive. But you know what? She's running for vice, and she was chosen by John McCain to help co-opt your vote and my vote for him. It's very, you know, that's the reason most vice presidential running mates are chosen in the first place. It doesn't have anything to do with picking, you know, the most qualified person to become president when you're if you're indisposed. It has to do with getting elected. And you know, I think John McCain made a very clever choice of Sarah Palin to, you know, give the appearance of balancing his ticket with somebody that most conservative Republicans would stand up and cheer about, and that's exactly the result that he has gotten. And again, it illustrates, you know, why so much steam was taken out of this none of the above movement with her nomination.
And of course, William Kristol was one of the people who advocated her long before John McCain ever did. And William Kristol, for those people who don't know, is one of the most radical of the radicals out there, the neoconservatives, who are frankly Trotskyites. But they're smart enough to be willing to go along with Sarah Palin as long as she doesn't have any influence or power.
And of course she won't. You know, a vice president has no policy making powers at all. Vice president, the main job, of course, well, he said the main job is, you know, when you wake up in the morning, check the newspaper, find out if the president's heart is still beating. But really, you know, what they do is they preside over the Senate, and maybe once or twice in 4 years might have an opportunity to cast a tie-breaking vote. I suggest that Sarah Palin as governor of Alaska will have more authority and more power than she will as vice president.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a difficult question for Joe Farrow, and I will tell you, he will fend it very well. He does a great job in this book. And, you know, he has just brought all of these things together. You know, and the things that you hear about, you think about, and they're all right there. Certainly, Obama has been very close to the communist revolutionaries in this country, hasn't he?
Oh, he has. You know, you mentioned some of the names earlier, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and Frank Marshall. You know, one we haven't mentioned so far is Saul Alinsky, who wrote the book of Rules for Radicals, dedicated it to Lucifer,
right.
Stand, later changed it in later editions because it was getting, you know, too much attention. But that's a fact. Saul Alinsky. Now, you know what's remarkable about this, Stan, is, you know, Hillary Clinton is a Saul Alinsky disciple. And that was the choice the Democrats had this year. Two Saul Alinsky disciples running for the Democratic Party nomination. And, of course, usually when that happens, one of them gets the nomination.
And, you know, really, what a tragic situation America is in today with the choice between a radical leftist and a moderate leftist.
Yeah, the way I like to explain it is we have two guys, McCain and Obama, taking us down the wrong path, down the wrong road. One of them wants to go a little faster than the other one. And for that reason, people are willing to vote for the other guy who's still on the wrong road, wants to take us further down the wrong road, but at a slower pace. That, to me, makes no sense whatsoever. And, you know, another problem we have, I think, Stan, that I address in the book is the fact that we're so obsessed with presidential politics in this country to the exclusion of any other kind of politics. Well, first of all, you know, we're supposed to live in a self-governing society. We're not supposed to be reliant on the federal government to take care of us and make every decision for us. That's number one. Number two, you know, according to the Constitution, the Congress of the United States, we don't have three co-equal branches of government, as a lot of people often misstate. The Constitution makes it very clear that Congress is where the real power is. Why is it that we spend so much time debating presidential politics to the exclusion of congressional politics? You know, why is it that you know, all the media attention is on McCain versus Obama? Meanwhile, we've got a Congress with 9% approval ratings, and nobody even, there's hardly a news story about it.
It really is. So much of what goes on, Joe, just doesn't make any logical sense. Well, we've got a caller here. Who's calling in?
Yeah, sounds like we're coming up on the break, Dr. Stan. This is Mark here in Niwot, Colorado.
All right, why don't you hang on? We'll get you right after the break.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
You may not plant 250,000 acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joe Ferrer, his book, None of the Above. It's a book you should read. It's got a lot of great points in it, and it crystallizes very clearly the similarity between Obama and McCain. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, politicians are going to say what you want to hear. But on almost every issue that affects Republicans, whether it be taxes, gun control, certainly he is on the wrong side. So anyway, let's go ahead. Who's our caller? Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, good morning again, Dr. Stan. This is Mark Call here in Niwot, Colorado.
Okay, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, perhaps two even, but the main one would be, let me preface it by saying that I think it's been obvious to you and to me and a number of other folks here on the American Freedom Network, and probably to Joe Ferrer as well, that the worst candidate I could imagine being put up against presumably Hillary this year would have been John McCain. So it was therefore inevitable and entirely predictable that he would be the nominee.
Yes, although it was predictable, not many of us predicted it, did we? Because it seemed so impossible, you know, for John McCain to get the Republican nomination.
You're just not cynical enough yet, Joe. And that brings me to my real question, and I have not seen you address this. I have been a faithful reader of WorldNet Daily for Bell basically since the beginning, and was even a talk show host here on the network at one time a number of years ago, back when you were as well.
Uh-huh.
And my question is this. It seems to me like there comes a time when we have to look at the system, having recognized just how evil this election was going to be years ago, and say, you know, the founders had a better solution. They said there comes a time when you have to say, I'm going to withdraw my consent from a crooked system that is clearly violating every principle under which it was allegedly founded, and simply come out of her, as the Bible says, be not partakers of her coming plagues.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's one of the reasons I find it so shocking that Americans today react with such venom, really, and viciousness to a simple proposition that, hey, you know what, we've got two unworthy candidates running for president. You shouldn't support either one of them.
But
for the life of me, I try to figure out what is so controversial about that statement. By the way, most of the people who argue with me on this point agree that John McCain is unworthy to be president, agree that Barack Obama is unworthy to be president, but still they insist that we have some kind of duty or moral obligation to weigh in anyway.
Well, they have been conditioned to vote for the lesser of evils, increasingly evil for an increasingly long period of time, because, of course, we have a king, we have this demonocracy where we have to select Satan or Stalin or Beelzebub, and the only choice, of course, is to do your patriotic duty. And that's really the one thing I haven't heard you address in all this, because of the very way that none of the above is phrased. There's still kind of an implication that we have to participate in a crooked system. And my contention is, no, we withdraw consent and we do not vote at all. We unregister ourselves and we say this thing is an abomination that I want nothing to do with.
Well, there I would disagree with you. I mean, I'm going to vote, but I'm just not going to vote for either of the above. What we need to do is begin to build a third party, and I believe that with all my heart. How do you feel about that, Joe?
Well, I agree with you, Stan. I think we need more competition in our political system, and you know, and simply not participating doesn't even help to really make the statement.
But you're phrasing the debate wrong, Joe. because to actively say and to campaign for people to quit participating in a crooked system is not at all saying I'm not participating. I'm participating. I'm just not playing by the crooked rules.
You have the perfect right not to vote at all. I happen to be going to vote for a man who's a personal friend who I trust and who I believe stands for everything I believe in. And he needs as much support, and what we need is for the American people to realize that a third party can make a difference. Either that or it's a revolution in the streets, which is something nobody wants and, of course, would result in a tyrannical system. So you have a right not to vote. I'm going to vote, and I think Joe's probably going to vote, but we're not going to vote for either of the above. So that's a decision you have to make, but I think what we need to do is educate the American people, and I think that's what Joe is really trying to do with his book. Which, is that your goal in putting this out, Joe?
It's certainly one of my goals. But, you know, there's another aspect of this not voting business which I have a problem with. And, you know, Stan, there aren't that many great, wonderful constitutional candidates running for Congress across the country. But there are.
There's one, actually. You can count them on one finger.
There's more than one. And we have a duty and obligation to support those few men and women who are advocating constitutional principles, and certainly, you know, there are all kinds of other local issues to deal with that, you know, I think it would be unwise to say don't participate in the scam because McCain and Obama are at the top of the ticket.
Let me give an example. Certainly here in California, why we had a vote for Secretary of State last time. And I voted for the first time in my life for a Democrat. And I did it because the Secretary of State was going to look into these voting machines and find out if they're crooked. She did. And she said, you can't use these voting machines. These electronic voting machines are crooked. And I think that that's the sort of thing we need to get honest people in, even if they're Democrats. We need to get them in. And, of course, one thing we need to stress is the fact that they do steal elections. We need to have honesty in elections. If we ever hope to survive as a free society, we're going to have to clean up the voting mechanism. But we're not going to do it by sitting home and just bemoaning the fact. But anyway, we're just about out of time. Joe, you got about 1 minute to wrap up the program this morning.
Well, Stan, I guess I should use that time to promote my book, None of the Above, but I want to use it to promote your great book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You know how I feel about that book. It was certainly inspirational in helping me to realize what's really going on in our world today. And you know, that is part of this matrix, I guess you could call it, that makes it so difficult for us. And the choices that we face in 2008, I really think illustrate some of the principles that you've been advocating for so many years.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate words of encouragement coming from you, why it's so important. As I read WorldNet Daily, you know, and I sometimes see that you get into the spiritual aspect of what's going on, and that's really all I can hope to do. I'm just a small little fish here, but if I can get people like you who do have a tremendous outreach across the world to recognize we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men behind everything political, behind everything that's going on ideologically. There are those powerful spiritual forces. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Joe. And thanks so much, Mike, for calling in. I'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan Back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joe Farah, certainly one of the leaders of our conservative movement, and doing a great job with WorldNet Daily. And fortunately, we have the Internet. There's a growing number of people that know there's a problem, but you got to be able to put it into its full perspective. Yes, we have a political battle going on in America today that really doesn't matter one bit. Sarah Palin's got a pretty face. She stands for the things I believe in, and she'll have no impact at all. But I think the establishment wants John McCain in. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But I think that they're going to create some sort of an incident, or maybe they already have created an incident. Maybe this incident over in Georgia, which is all created, and I think intent upon, getting the people a little uneasy. Gee, maybe we're going to go to war with Russia. Sarah Palin's talking about going to war with Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what a war means in this world when there are nuclear weapons out there? Right now we are effectively attacking Pakistan. Pakistan's military has said, kill the Americans who are coming into our country. We are on the bridge of a war with Pakistan and with Iran and the entire Muslim world. Well, you need to understand behind this are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and or watch the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. The telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, you need to watch my talk on DVD, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. You need to hear our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that to understand the wars and the futility of all the wars we've fought in the past century. Iraq, the untold story, or War, the untold story, the talk, a version of that I gave in Colorado. They both tell the same story. Perhaps the one in Colorado is more professionally done than the one I did, but Iraq, the untold story, or War, the untold story, and the syllabus that goes with that, which will give you the documentation for the fact that there was no reason to drop the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There was no reason for the invasion of Hiroshima and Okinawa. The Japanese have been trying to surrender. We wouldn't let them. They just wanted as much carnage and horror. And when you understand what we're up against, and these people want a nuclear war, a world nuclear war, because they want to get our population down probably to about 500 million and kill off over 90% of the world's population. And that, of course, is the instructions on the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, which are totally blocked out by the controlled media, but you can read them at my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Go there, get our information, and, of course, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day on the satellite feed. You can watch our DVDs and our news section, other videos, and then, of course, you can read our newsletters and read the essays that are posted there. Get the information. Help us to get it out across America. I think Joe Ferris absolutely.